Unlike other provinces, such as the Free State, where bad weather led to several IEC tents being blown down, or KwaZulu-Natal, where voting was marred at certain stations by violent protests, there were no major reports of incidences during the local municipal elections in the Northwest Province. IEC chairperson in the province, Tumi Tiba, says she's quite happy with the turnout and that 98% of voting stations opened up yesterday on time.
We only had a minor two incidents on Monday during the special voting time when two of our stations were very nearly inaccessible, Ratlow Primary School and Tlhakaje Primary School, but we were able to function that day, and the second day there were no hindrances at all that stopped us from carrying out our responsibilities as we were supposed to.
Meanwhile, Northwest Premier Suprahlaso Mapelo has said he is also satisfied that the local elections were conducted in a peaceful manner in the Platinum Province. He told OFM News it was important for the local government to support the IEC to run a smooth election. He added, going forward, the ANC wants to pay special attention to service delivery and create job opportunities for the youth.
And most importantly, make sure that we run government efficiently. We want to pay particular attention to supply chain in all the municipalities and make sure that every councillor every month hold a particular community meeting to give them feedback. If the councillors do not hold those meetings, we'll have to terminate their services with the ANC.
Mpoletsang Montshoshi, who is the Provincial Elections Communication Administrator for the EFF, which previously unseated the DA as official opposition in the provincial legislature, says his party is satisfied with the amount of campaigning done beforehand and that they are eagerly anticipating the results.
But we have gave them the message of hope. It's their choice as to what is to be done. We have never gave them t-shirts, we have never gave them food parcels, we have never bought them with bribe or anything, but it's on their hands to decide as to where they want to take the country.
Finally, DA leader in the province, Joe Madluwa, says his party has shown steady growth.
Well, I'm happy. If it's 14% currently, it is already an escalation of 2% growth, which I believe will perhaps go to 15-16%, but yes, I am happy with the percentage of growth so far is what we are seeing on the board here at the IEC.
At the time of compiling this report, the ANC was leading the voting charts by 60.83% in the Northwest, followed by the DA at 14.81%, and finally the EFF with 14.3%. I'm Dane Bysime for OFM News in Clarksdorp.